This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It's always about, sometimes it's who you know. And when you know somebody that can put you with other people, that's always sort of cool. So I do a lot of talking with this guy named Tony Pignato. I call him Staccato Pignato. I don't know how that worked out, but it did. Because he is the experience director at Staccato, which that just sounds cool. And he has hooked me up with two people. Now, one of these people has been here before with me, but this other gent, he's new to Lock and Load. I'm speaking about Craig Kaczynski. He's the VP for development for Prairie Fire. And joining us once again, after a little bit of time, is Lanny Oakley Barnes from, she's a Staccato shooter, and she is also, she works with LEO and is military with Hi-Viz. Is that right, Lanny?
Correct, Bill. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so guys, welcome to the show. Well, first of all, Craig, what is Prairie Fire going to be?
Well, Bill, really appreciate you having us on the show. It's exciting to talk to you, and we appreciate our friend Tony Pignato for making the introduction. So Prairie Fire, owned by the same ownership group of Staccato, is essentially a two-way experiences company, and we are based in Nevada. We have a presence in Central Texas, and we focus on shooting training, competitions, and experiences across the spectrum of firearms and shooting sports here.
That's sort of exciting because now, Staccato, their lineage is SDI. And Lanny, you're a competitive shooter, right? You shoot competitively, and you operate at a very high level, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've been shooting for SDI / Staccato for, I'd say, about 10 years now, and absolutely love their handguns. But, they signed me on after I retired from my third Olympics and, just been out shooting different competitions around the country ever since.
So this thing that Craig is part of for you now, this actually gives you sort of a test bed that is related to Staccato, which will be, will you guys be using this as part of development for product development? And, I know you're going to have competitions and some other things, but will this actually be something that Staccato will utilize and you guys are, conversely, will utilize Staccato and sort of this symbiotic relationship?
Well, Bill, I think Staccato is obviously going to be a very good and close partner of ours by nature of our relationship, but also, just because of the high quality products that they put out, and they're a great company culture. Prairie Fire's approach is going to be all inclusive. We're looking to obviously celebrate the industry and the leaders and startups alike across weapons, ammo, targets, systems, all of the above, and certainly would welcome the same approach with other companies as we would with our great partners and friends in Chicago. So, yeah, we're looking to really address needs and objectives and vision of folks across the industry, and looking at it from the perspective of our venues in Nevada and in Texas will be open to all. We look forward to developing many strong partnerships, and whether it's training, whether it's product development and testing, or competition. So we're looking across a broad spectrum here.
Whenever I see one of these projects, plus you guys are going to do and I'm not. Is there sort of an embargo on certain things that have happened that you told me about the other day that I don't need to mention here? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. There's it's publicly known that Prairie Fire has submitted a bid proposal to the bankruptcy court to effectively acquire Frontside in South Nevada. So obviously, that's still in the middle of the proceedings, and we think we have a competitive bid package, and we think it's strong. And we're trying to be as open as we possibly can, but really, it's up to the bankruptcy court. And it's exciting for all. We're taking some inquiries. Information can be found on our website at www.prairiefire.com. But again, it's all publicly accessible. So that's it, Neil. You and I talked a bit about that.
Okay, I just wanted to. I didn't want to blurt something out and be all excited about it, then have you call me after this and go, you know, Bill, we're going to have to hunt you down and gut you like a fish. That wasn't for public consumption. So,
right. No, I think in light of that question, that's it's exciting. Let's let it play out in the courts, and we'll make our Prairie Fire is much more than just the acquisition of Frontside. A lot more that we're focused on across, especially with our base in Texas. So we're hopeful. This would be a really a big opportunity and game changer for us, and also the membership that exists, hopefully, as well as South Nevada and the regional area there.
But that's sort of a first, isn't it? I mean, Lanny, have you ever heard of somebody that had two facilities set up that work with each other? And it, I've heard of very big ones. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I would say there's just a couple around the country, but it's very rare. And especially to have it on this type of scale. I mean, one thing that, Prairie Fire is focusing on if they're able to acquire Frontside is give a home for shooting sports in the country. You know, golf has their championships where, everybody knows Augusta and, things like that.
Right, right.
But then the shooting sports, there's a lot of incredible ranges out there, but there's not one place that the shooting community feels welcome across the board, across the spectrum, in every different activity. So hopefully, if this goes through, that can be a place for everybody in the 2A community.
Now, that facility out in Nevada, that's almost like a resort, isn't it? Craig?
Well, yes, sir. And I'll tell you, I was in the Marine Corps for 28 years. A lot of folks in our team were in the military. And of course, Lanny's a world-class shooter, and we have other folks, world-class, retired, law enforcement. And that, universally, for those of us that have seen it and been out there, that is the best range complex, that we've ever seen. So it certainly has tons and tons of potential. There's great neighbors around that area, and it's within an hour of one of the most exciting destination cities in the world, in Las Vegas. So we're very hopeful, and we think there's a lot, just a lot of folks that that want to see that place go to the next level. And it's done great things for the community, in my view, up to this point. For over 20 years, brought together a huge membership base and have a fantastic curriculum. So yeah, we're very impressed across the board.
Well, we're coming up on the first break. For people that want to find Prairie Fire, what's the website for Prairie Fire?
Yes, sir. www.prairiefire.com. Prairie Fire, all one word.
Lanny, we'll give out your links when we get back. We're trying to explore what Prairie Fire is, which is a very expansive question. My guests are Craig Kosinowski from Prairie Fire and Lanny Oakley Barnes from Hi-Viz. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Lanny Oakley-Barnes from Hi-Viz and also Staccato Shooter, and Craig Kaczynski. I was just trying to be phonetic. And he is the VP, he's one of the VPs at the newly emerging Prairie Fire. I'll tell you one thing I'd like to see you guys develop with this, because you'll have all of this, if everything goes through the right way, and you have all of these testing beds and everything else and all these people coming wanting to do it. And Lanny, maybe you could do something with this. Maybe if you were, you're probably nicer than I am. I want to see them. Do you guys, Lanny, do you remember the Daytonics striker-fired pistol that STI was building at the time when they were in the run for the modular handgun system? Do you remember? Did you ever see that?
You know, I didn't. I think I missed out on that.
I just want to see a striker-fired single-action 2011 platform.
You know, I think that'd be great. I think Staccato is always developing fun new things. I mean, stay tuned for some fun, exciting things from them coming up soon. But yeah, I mean, I think with the way the industry is going, everybody's trying to inject new innovation into what they're doing now, just to try to reach the new shooters and shooters. So, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of innovation coming up.
Well, one thing that I've always noticed in the time I've been doing this show, Craig, is that the one industry that I see lacking the most that has never kept up with the growth of the gun industry has been training.
Right.
I don't know about competition, but training always seemed, except for like the facility you guys are looking at and trying to get in Pahrump, that's sort of like tactical response in Camden, Tennessee. It's like the center of the community, and everybody knows everybody that works there. And anytime somebody shows up, they roll out the red carpet for people in that city. So, are you guys going to try to get out there and actually put the impetus into training and competition enough to where this becomes, and in the two locations, that's the beauty of it. With two locations, it's going to be close to somebody in one coming from one direction or the other. Is this going to be sort of a kickstart into the training and competition parts of the industry?
Yeah, Bill, absolutely, and that's the exciting thing about this this opportunity. It's a national treasure. There has been such a success with what's been going on there at that place, and you know, look, you know, like you mentioned, looking across the country, there are still some outstanding facilities that are out there. Some great organizations with some phenomenal people, some skilled instructors and trainers, world class people that are really moving towards that same common objective to get some of that high quality world class training and instruction. So certainly that is our goal as well. That's one of our pillars. I mentioned competitions. We can talk about that here in a little bit. Rank is another one. It's basically a new competition and qualification system that can also serve as a leveler of skills assessment and a handicap in a way. But really what our bread and butter and our core competency will be is going to be that training. And as we mentioned before, and you know, we've given out the website and folks can take a look at that, we have had many folks join the team that are prior military, and a large number of those folks have had special operations backgrounds. We've had also folks join from federal law enforcement. We have local law enforcement folks with that type of background as well. So it's not so much that it's a cool and sexy special ops thing. In fact, it's far from it. We'd like to obviously maintain a hardworking blue-collar professional attitude, and humility, you know, guides us along the way. But so does our Prairie Fire method. And our Prairie Fire method really talks about folks that want to receive some training across the spectrum. Many really are concerned principally about their own home protection and defense, but others are really wanting to up the ante on their personal competency and proficiency across not only weapons platforms, but different types of tactics as well. And so that will be available, including rifle, pistol, shotgun, PCC, and even long range. And let's not forget too, one of the best things about this movement and how this has been built up over decades and decades in this country is the hunting space. To be able to offer a venue to where we can prepare in year round if needed. And if desired, we intend to offer that for, local, U.S. hunts, international hunts, whatever. That's going to be a focus area as well. And so there's just so much to look across, the industry that we have, big plans for.
Lanny, when it comes to training and the type of training they're offering, which it sort of sounds like it's going to be training for everybody. How important is the instructor? Like, if you're in you're the instructor and you've got a bunch of first timers in there, and that's really where it's going to be, isn't it? Because we have to attract first time shooters into training in order for this to really grow for the training. And that's where, because most people that train two or three times a year and they train year in and year out. There's not a lot of new faces, so. As if you were training, and are you a trainer? I've never asked you that. Are you a trainer? Do you train people from time to time?
Absolutely, and I have had experience in the Marine Corps and in training in between operational units back and forth overseas. I had tours in various training commands, whether it was in mountain warfare or in amphibious raid training. That all included live fire, so that's been a cornerstone of my service, as well as toward the end of my service. As one of my, I have two boys. One went to the Marine Corps himself and became an infantry man. The younger one found his way into the national shooting scene through high school club, and ultimately went on to become an Olympian as on the U.S. Rifle team. So I got involved with that type of training as well for him and also his companions. So training is certainly a cornerstone. You hear this a lot, brains and the basics, but you can't overemphasize that enough. Certainly safety is paramount in everything we do, but it's really more about the mindset, being fundamentally understanding of the approach and mindset that you need walking into that training scenario, and then be willing to work hard and progress back up when you need to remediate, and then keep progressing. So that's the approach we're looking at, no matter what the platform or weapon system is that our folks will be concentrating on.
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. We're talking to Craig Kaczynski from Prairie Fire, Lanny Barnes from High Viz. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Biden Friday gave his first on-camera reaction to Russian President Vladimir Putin's annexation of some Ukrainian territory, saying that his actions are a sign that he is, quote, struggling, and that the U.S. will never recognize that action. Hurricane Ian now making landfall in South Carolina like Florida. Authorities in South Carolina urging those in Ian's path to obey directives and evacuate if necessary. FEMA's Ann Bink Friday afternoon warning residents in other states should prepare for the worst. The NFL community was quick to question the Miami Dolphins for letting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa take the field for Thursday night's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. 4 days earlier, Tagovailoa appeared to have suffered a head injury after taking a big hit against the Buffalo Bills. but he returned to that game just a few series later. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Gary W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Since I'm such a dreadful master of time management here, Lanny, give out the links to find you and what you do with Hi-Viz and the other stuff that you do, please.
All right. So people can find me on social media at Lanny Oakley. I also have a website, LannyOakley.com, or they can check out Hi-Viz Sites at HiVizSites.com.
And Prairie Fire, how do they find that, Craig?
Yes, sir. www.prairiefire.com.
You know, Lanny, I look at your social media, and I knew we were friends on Facebook, but you're masked in that like you're a ninja, like a camouflage ninja.
Yeah, you know, so I adopted a different kind of training for myself after I retired from the Olympics. I was just looking for new ways of challenging myself and my shooting, and so I kind of jumped into the trick shooting scene more to, you know, I guess challenge myself, and it's just been a fun journey ever since.
Some of you should go check out Lanny's, especially if you're a soccer or football fan, because she shoots while she's dribbling with a soccer ball, which is the real, I'm with foot dribbling, if you will. So when you guys are starting to look, and just out of curiosity, Craig, what was the genesis for all of this Prairie Fire and what you guys have decided to do in 2 locations across the country?
Yeah, great question, Bill. Again, I mentioned before we Staccato and Prairie Fire share a common ownership group, and it's been the vision of our ownership group to take that 2A community, the shooting experience, competition space, training, and take it to another level, make it more accessible, make it more approachable. And the numbers, you know, vary a little bit, but think about 110 million gun owners across the country. It's a very competitive field when you're talking about some of the highest level competition formats that are out there. Folks might not feel as if they can, ordinarily, go to their local gun range and conduct some training. And so the approach of that is to not only, make it accessible to those folks and welcoming to them as well, but also embrace world-class training and world-class competitions that are going on out there, offering up alternative and additional formats and venues that can bring all of these things together.
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around all that, what you got. Now, have you already got all of that in place to where it's going to work and where it's going to mesh? You must have.
We have. We're in the process of finishing up phase one of our facility in Texas, in central Texas, north of Austin and Williamson County. And we're going to start off at the end of October with a special event that's going to be conducted with our partners, with Staccato and a couple of other companies, where we'll roll out and demonstrate our training process at what we are calling the PFM, the Prairie Fire Method, under our Q Academy, which is essentially where we're going to build out that curriculum, and that's obviously developing, and we have a course book that's coming together for this as we step out on that, but also run on another day of that a competition, which starts off with that rank program that I discussed earlier, that is basically a bullseye match that leads into a practical shooting over a course of four stages. So that event there, Bill, will be more or less the kickoff for Prairie Fire into our Texas facility. So obviously, Rome cannot be built overnight, or wasn't built overnight, and we're in the process of phasing out how we're bringing these things online. Of course, we're focusing on the live fire outdoor activities as well. There will be an indoor range that comes online during 2023. Our curriculum will be consistent between all sites, whether it's Nevada or the Texas site. And then as we start to add in the various competitions that lead into national competition, our intent is every year to hold the biggest and most lucrative pistol competition at the end of the year. So that's coming up, and we're looking forward to just kind of giving a taste of that here in the end of October in Central Texas.
What do you think about this from the competitive standpoint, Landy, when you see this? This is sort of a big expansion of the competitive space that they're trying to bring about, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's great for the shooting community and especially for the competition world. I think there needs to be, something new and exciting and something that anybody and everybody can compete in, and then anybody and everybody can watch and actually enjoy watching and understand. I mean, I know a lot of the competitions that Prairie Fire is developing are going to be spectator friendly. And, so it's kind of exciting times for, I think, the shooting industry as a whole. You mentioned training, and there's so many new shooters out there. And I think with Prairie Fire, one of their focuses is going to be on those new shooters and helping them to have a unique and, comfortable experience when they go to the range and, try to overcome those fears of, stepping into the firearms world for the first time. And there's just so many exciting things happening with Prairie Fire.
Well, but I mean, you just hit on a point. You guys are going to be the opening of the door for a lot of people who've never done it before. You guys are not going to be just preaching to the choir. You're going to be bringing everybody in and teaching them how to sing.
Absolutely, yeah. I think there's opportunities to reach everybody, from people who are experienced, seasoned shooters. I think we want to take the best shooters in the world and challenge them in ways they've never been challenged before. We also want to take the new shooters and help them overcome their fears to be able to, go out to the range on a weekend with their family and really enjoy it. Bring what I always keep saying is the original pastime, which is shooting, back into the United States to where it's popular, it's fun, and people enjoy it.
Well, I mean, but what you're basically doing, though, is you're basically teaching, getting them to jump into the pool. because you're breaking down that barrier where a lot of people are very self-conscious of what they're going to do. And it sounds like you guys are putting one together, a facility to do it and people to help them do it. Am I close on that, Craig?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And, you know, Bill, with that parallel, it's not just two centers as well. That's obviously going to be our hallmark, and it will appeal to that populace and hopefully nationwide. We're on a quest now leading up to this October event to establish ourselves with range partners across the country, and that will continue, obviously, as we gain more of a foothold after the establishment of everything. And we're doing that through that rank qualification target and program that we've developed and turning that into a competition format. So as Lanny said, and she said it very well, a lot of these things aren't very spectator friendly. Now to somebody like me and you, and we have our affinities for these things within the industry, and I love watching holes appear in paper when my son's shooting them, you know, and especially if he's winning medals for the United States. That to me is very exciting, but it's not very exciting to, you know, flip on Channel 4 at night and look at it. So that's certainly an aspiration. We want to be able to take and bridge this gap of a new shooter coming in, shooting 10 rounds into a target at either 5 yards, 10 yards, 15 yards, or 25 yards, gaining a score, any qualification, any standing that can then put them into either a bracket to continue competing, either at their local club or back and forth at our facilities. And that leads into transitioning from that bullseye match format into practical action shooting.
Hang on for me, if you will, Craig. This is Prairie Fire is big. It's hard to contain it. Talking to Craig Kaczynski and Lanny Barnes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Craig Kaczynski from Prairie Fire and Lanny Oakley Barnes from High Viz, and she's a Staccato shooter. And I noticed, are you affiliated with Undertech? Lanny?
They're a great company. Absolutely love those guys.
I just went and ordered a belly band from there after I saw that. I clicked on your link and everything, and in the promo code, I just said, I know Lanny, and they paid me to take it. So that's a pretty good promo code. I don't know if you knew that or not.
That's a good deal.
But I did order the belly band.
Nice. I think you'll like it.
I think I will, too. I'm a radio slob. I wear a lot of stuff that doesn't have a belt. So I need something like that because I also want to carry a Staccato C2 and some of those sticky holsters just don't do it. Anyway, I digress. So Prairie Fire, we've been trying to explain what Prairie Fire is. It's like you just about need to look at it at a high altitude to try to take in everything it's going to be. Now, in Texas, yeah. Are you also going to have accommodations for people? Is there going to be lodging there, or are you going to be near lodging or something like that for somebody who wants to come on in there into Texas? I know what's going to be happening in Pahrump, but in Texas, what's that going to be like?
Absolutely. We have plans in Texas, obviously a bit smaller scale. We have great partners there in Williamson County. It's close to Georgetown, Texas, which is a fabulous place, as well as Florence, Texas. But there will be scaled opportunities for overnight accommodation, as well as high-end amenities with a RV park. In both locations, Bill, what we want to obviously offer is second to none quality, high-quality club and amenities, food and beverage, a great venue for not only classroom training and lectures and special use, but also use of technology as well. So we have another company, sister company, forming that will excel in simulations, virtual reality, blended reality, so that we can look at whether it's a course that we're training or a type of range that we're operating or a scenario that may be covered in training that could also be transferred into a virtual blended reality format. So we anticipate that type of amenity in both locations. Texas, obviously, is, you're closer to Austin than you are to Dallas-Fort Worth, and it's a great rural area. But, we intend on investing, tens of millions in those locations so that we can make it more than just a range and more than just a classroom, but a destination for all of our members.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, most people that are going to train are going to have to travel. So when they do travel, they're going to want to, when they get there, they're going to want to just be able to be sort of self-contained and everything else. I can see where that sort of destination kind of thing, where you guys actually, is there actually a gun range or a facility like that that shows up as a travel destination on some of these trips? You should try to get in the AAA map and all that other stuff and get on those apps and everything to where when I go into my GPS and everything, if I'm looking for a destination, it pops up. Prairie Fire.
Right.
I like the name, too. I like the name.
Well, there's a lot of corollaries with a name. It's a great name. It was a line out of a Ronald Reagan speech many, many years ago. And that, you look that up, you find out, that was very inspiring about how freedom really spreads and how it can spread like a prairie fire. And there's some links to some Vietnam-era special operations missions that had taken place in the past. So we think there's a big legacy to hold up by sporting that brand and sporting that name. And we want to have not only, as I mentioned, these great high-quality facilities and destinations, but represent that and all the professionals that will be working for us.
How, when you're doing something like that, like how important is it to strategically partner up with somebody like Lanny, who has so many other ties to so many other players in the industry? How well does that work out for you? It's sort of a, you guys are sort of like a network maestro with this kind of thing, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Oh, go ahead, Lanny.
I was going to say that, one thing we like to think of for Prairie Fire is that it's, like the boss said yesterday, it's kind of like Switzerland, where, we want to be welcoming to everybody, from the new shooter to the top pro shooter and everybody in between. And the same goes for manufacturers within the firearms industry. The great thing about Prairie Fire is, we're going to be partnering with everybody from hopefully Glock, Smith & Wesson. You can get, who knows, everybody we'd love to work with and bring into the fold and just try to lift up that firearms community as a whole.
Well, I hope you guys expand it. I hope you, but back to that thing with the strategic partner part, Craig, like hooking up with Lanny, you're actually hooking up with a world-class athlete. I mean, somebody needs to, if anybody's listening to this that doesn't know what Lanny Barnes is, go to her Facebook page and just page down a little bit and watch what she does with a soccer ball and a semi-automatic shotgun. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yep.
Because that's some serious, I'm not being facetious. That's some training on a level I can't imagine.
Yeah, first of all, there's only one Lanny Ope, isn't there? Right. So, being able to be associated with her and share, common values and then not only inculcate her into our vision for the company, but also help us shape that as well as shape the culture. And we want to, we have a lot of great folks that we're talking to across the competition scene, whether it's action shooting, whether it's shotgun shooting, Olympic style shooting, all of these things. We have these strategic partnerships that are forming, and we want to be able to represent across the board. But certainly, Lanny's indicative of absolutely the world class type of performer and ambassador that really spells out what Prairie Fire is and means.
What is the life expectancy of a, as far as career-wise, Lanny? How long will you be able to shoot? I mean, you're in tremendous condition. I can only imagine you can do this till you get tired of it, as long as you don't get hurt, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, shooting's one of those great things. It's a skill sport, so it's more or less a lifetime endeavor. I mean, look at Jerry Mitchell. Like he's still going, and he's still beating the best of the best, and he will continue to for many years to come. And, I think it's great because, you can be at any age. I mean, I've met women that have been in their 50s and 60s and even 70s that have jumped into shooting and not just shooting, but shooting sports and done really well.
Well, I think this is one of these greatest times in the gun industry, as we've brought 15 million new shooters and new gun owners into the fold over the course of the pandemic and everything else. And out of those ashes of all of that nonsense and pain and isolation, we got this company, Prairie Fire, coming up out of the ashes. And I think it is a splendid addition, if not one. It's one I think the gun industry has been needing, Craig.
That's very, very well put, Bill. And you know, and we look at it that way as well. There's just so many good things that are going on out there, but it seems to be a lot of efforts that that seem to be you know focused in a certain area, and nothing really tying things together. Obviously, our focus initially here, as we kick off, is on the pistol shooting community, and that's because we have some commonality there. Our brother company, Staccato, and of course the ownership group. But really, when you look at the folks that we're bringing in, we do have expertise and connections, as you said, strategic partnerships across the industry. And folks want to know more when they get on our website. As we talked about, www.prairiefire.com, the first thing they're going to see on there when they click that up is a target, and that's that new target that is they're designed to be welcoming for the newest of shooters, would be very challenging for even the pro shooters.
Well, we're going to do this again, Craig. We're going to do this again before the event happens in later on next month and everything else. Month, you guys will hear a dull thud across the country as the nuclear blast that is Prairie Fire detonates. Thank you for joining me today, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.